AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Good evening, everybody, from the Rural Activity Center at Fall City Sacred Heart. It is time for high school basketball action, Pioneer Conference basketball action tonight. It is the Fall City Sacred Heart Irish girls and boys hosting the Johnson Brock Eagles tonight. In our girls game coming up here, Sacred Heart comes in here ranked number 2 in Class D2 with a 12-5 record. Johnson Brock girls unranked, but they are 11-6 on the season. In the boys game tonight, the Sacred Heart Irish are 7-7, coming off a really good win. They're number 10 in D2. Johnson Brock 14-2, ranked number 6 in Class C2. So a couple of very promising games here tonight at the Rowe Activity Center coming up. We'll tip it off with the girls game. We had a couple of JV games. They've been unusual anymore. We have four full quarters, 4 8-minute quarters of both the girls and the boys JV tonight. We don't usually see that a lot anymore. So the games are running a little bit behind here tonight, almost 7 o'clock. The Irish are out warming up. Johnson Brock has their warm-ups. Coach Lucas Dunhouse took them into the locker room for final instructions. While they're doing that, we'll take a 2-minute timeout. Come back and give you the starting lineups on
TTNC. At Ben's Country Meats, we know what it means to work hard, show up, and give it your all. Just like our hometown teams do every game. Our meats are family-made and award-winning because champions deserve the best. Fuel up with Ben's Jerky, Snack Sticks, Brats, and more. Perfect for the ride home or the victory party. Ben's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Recovering from surgery or a major illness takes time, and often you need a little extra care before you're ready to go home. The Betha Community Hospital Swing Bed Skilled Care Program is that bridge between the hospital and your front door. Whether it's physical therapy or skilled nursing, we provide the expert recovery care you need right here in Sabetha. You can stay close to family and friends while you regain your strength. Talk to your doctor about the Swing Bed Skilled Care Program at Sabetha Community Hospital or visit sabethahospital.com to learn more.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Let's take a look at the starting lineup tonight. First of all, for the visitors from Johnson Brock, coached by Lucas Dollinghouse, is starting 5 tonight. Will include, if I can find the right sheet, there we go. For Johnson Brock girl tonight, starting 5 will include 5'6" sophomore Casey Knippelmeyer, averaging 11.9 points per game on the year. She's a 5'6" sophomore. 5'6" junior Daly Pelican, averaging 10.6 points per game and 4.5 rebounds a game for Johnson Brock. Ruby Gravatt is a 6-foot senior. Ruby averaging on the season 1.5 points and 4.6 rebounds per game. Lauren Barron is a 5'8" sophomore. She averages 8.8 points and 8.1 rebounds per game. And Kinley Vice, 5'4" sophomore, averaging 8.6 points and 3.8 rebounds per contest for the Johnson Brock Eagles. They've got their scoring pretty well spread out. For the Irish tonight, for Coach Luke Santo, his squad will start Avery Santo. Avery is a 5'5" senior. She is averaging 12.9 points per game on the season. Daisy Wood is a 5'6" senior. Daisy comes into the game averaging 9.8 points per contest on the year and leads the team with 64 assists on the year. Elise Reschke is a 5'9" junior. She averages 2.4 points per game and 5.5 rebounds a game, and does a lot of the dirty work for the Irish. Bailey Lemeron is a 5'4" freshman. She's averaging 8.6 points per game for Sacred Heart. And Hallie Jones, a 5'9" junior. Hallie averaging 10.5 points and 7.4 rebounds per game for the Irish. She is one of those players that has really come on this season, especially the last month or so, for Fall City Sacred Heart. We've got the teams out warming up. They're headed over to their benches now for final instructions. We'll take one more two-minute timeout and be back with a tip-off of the girls' game on KTNC and the MSC Radio Network.
At Equity Bank, we know how important it is to access your money when you need it. That's why we offer Early Pay, a feature that lets you receive direct deposit funds up to 2 days early. And now, Early Pay is available on all Equity Bank checking accounts. Whether it's your paycheck, Social Security, or any other direct deposit, you can get paid sooner because we believe in keeping things simple and stress-free. After all, it's your money. Why wait for it? Enroll in Early Pay today at equitybank.com/earlypay. Equity Bank. Member FDIC.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Nothing touches us more than a child who's ill. From parents to pediatricians to everyone at the hospital, curing childhood illness is one of our highest priorities. Our compassionate, caring staff will ease the pain, heal the hurt, using the latest treatments and experts in children's health, and a tender touch. We get kids back to being kids again.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people, exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
F&M Bank in Wall City, our presenting sponsor for tonight's basketball action. here on KTNC. Coming up tomorrow night here on KTNC, it will be Fall City Tiger basketball. The Tigers will be at home tomorrow night as they host Whooping Water in a girl-boy doubleheader. Dylan Hendricks will have the action for you live tomorrow night here on KTNC. Johnson Brock's been introduced. They're on the road tonight. They're in the black uniform. The Irish in the home white. And, all right, we've got five introduced for each team. Johnson Brock hits the center court, ready to go. Johnson Brock will go left to right towards the north, excuse me, towards the east bucket here in the first half tonight. And we're set to go. Into the center circle for Johnson Brock. They will put Ruby Grabat, 6 foot senior. Holly Jones steps in there for the Irish, a 5 foot nine junior. Three officials all say they're ready. Whistle's ready to blow, and here we go. Toss controlled by Johnson Brock in the backcourt to Kinley Weiss. Weiss will bring it to the front, pass off the left side now to Knippelmeyer. And her pass goes left, and it is over the top and off the hands of Gravatt. Out of bounds, the Irish get the basketball. So we come back up the floor now with Sacred Heart in the first possession of the game. Leonard Witt play catch out top, move to the right side, and wide open for three, and up and in. Avery Sando from the right sideline. It's good, and the Irish take a 3-0 lead here, 30 seconds into our ball game. Daly Pelican on the other end for Johnson Brock. The junior passes over the top. Down the shot. Low shot put up. They tried to roll that up. Lauren Barron, and she got fouled from behind. The foul is on Hallie Jones. Hallie gets her first foul of the ball game. Always a concern for the Irish, but she gets in foul trouble early. Free throw is on the way up, and Lauren Barron puts Johnson Brock, Lady Eagles, on the board with their first point of the night. Second free throw coming for Lauren Barron. It's on the way up, and she swishes that home, and we're tied at two. To the front court come the Irish, and Witt's pass to the corner. Deflected out of bounds, and it will be Irish basketball on the sideline. Into Witt, over to Lemeron on the left side of the floor. Back to Witt. In that right side, now it's Jones. She draws a big crowd. Backs in strong, picks off the glass. No. Rebound ripped away by Reschke. She'll get it to Lemeron. A little six-footer up. No. Rebound batted around. It's down to Knippelmeyer for the Eagles. And the sophomore works it up the floor on the right side. Pelican for three. Too strong. The rebound is tipped. It's a race to the ball. It's won by Knippelmeyer. No, it's won by Kinley Weiss. Excuse me, that was 39. Number two. Now out top of the ball, Pelican, right side. Shea Hart playing man-to-man. Out top, now take the ball inside again. Back to the top. And now over to Weiss for three from the right side. No good beyond the three-point line. And the rebound batted around. Finally controlled by the Irish, brought down by Bailey Lemeron. Her pass was deflected out of there, out of bounds, and then we have a reach-in foul called here. What? I don't have that number. Either team has that number, sir. Let's see. Something didn't. No, they're working down here with the scoreboard. Everything's computerized now. I don't know. No foul. I didn't see one. Maybe it was a clock problem? I don't know. Well, anyway, here we go. Pass to Reschke on the left corner. Now back out top. Lemeron will dribble to the right against the Johnson Brock defense. Reschke kicks it back out. Lemeron drives up, pulls out to Witt. Three ball from the front. Up and down. Daisy Witt with the triple, and the Irish are up now 6-2. Now it'll be up the floor for the Eagles. Off the left side of the basketball to Knippelmeyer. Colts, it gets cut off there, and now gives the ball up. Worked around Pelican on the right side of the floor. Beyond the three-point line, it goes down to Vice. Now she'll take it back out to the top. Wanting to get double dribble called against Cassie Knuppemeyer. Casey called for the double dribble, and the Irish get the ball back here. So in the ball comes, and up the floor come the Irish with the basketball. Reschke in the corner, back out top. Lemeron fires it over, up the ladder to get it. It is going to be a Sando, and she throws it to Witt, and she airballs the ball past and over the top of everyone on the left side. There was nobody there. And it will be Johnson Brock ball on the turnover. 2.5 minutes into our ball game, 6-2, Sacred Heart. Pelican on the drive, and push foul. That is number two on Hallie Jones. Didn't get her money to work there. There wasn't a lot of contact, but a foul called on Hallie. And now into the game for the Irish comes Kemper Sipple, a 5'9 freshman. All right, to the Eagles from the baseline. Pelican drilling in, backing up. Now turns, gives the ball back out to the top. Kinley Weiss off it goes. Three-pointer to Knuppemeyer. Missed it short, it goes out of bounds, and it will belong to the Irish. 5:08, first quarter, 6-2, Sacred Heart in a girls game. Coming up the other way now, Witt directing traffic. Got Santa moving to the left side of the floor this time. Her defender fell down, chasing her, three ball up, in and out, won't go. Rebound brought down by Sipple, back up there to Santa. Now to Witt at the top of the key. Goes right side on the wing for three. Lemeron, air ball is in the cylinder and comes out. Rebound grabbed up by Lauren Barrett. No buckets yet for Johnson Brock. A couple of free throws. Here's a three ball off, and that's in and out. No good by the Eagles. A.C. Knuppemeyer can't connect, and we've got a foul on the rebound on Lauren Barrett. That's Lauren's first foul for Johnson Brock and the first team foul in this ballgame for the Eagles. All right, up the floor we come. Into the game for Johnson Brock. Emily Pullen, a 5'9 senior. She'll patrol the middle now defensively in that zone. Witt out top. Lobs it in. Little push on Reschke. Back out to Sando. Up and down to the right side of the circle. The Irish have three triples and lead 9-2. We are back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, Plumbing and Sewer Cleaning at your service, bringing comfort from our home to yours with offices in two locations, Auburn and Falls City, Nebraska. Services are offered at residential and commercial levels. Co-owners have 40-plus years of experience, and their crew includes licensed journeymen and master journeymen. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Airstream Heating and Cooling in Falls City, 402-245-5083. In Auburn, 402-414-7083.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
9-2, Sacred Heart with the lead. Our girls' game, first quarter action, not quite halfway through the first period yet. 4:14 to go in this first period. It's Johnson Brock basketball. Up the floor with the ball come the Eagles. Leave it off for Pelican, right side now to Knuppemeyer. Throws it over the defense for Barrett. Back, and they run a little weave out top, and now it's Knuppemeyer with it. Pass tip, controlled by Vice, and now back to Pelican. Starts to move into the lane with the right hand up, and short won't go. Rebound brought down by Emily Bowen, and the putback, she will be fouled. I believe I know who it is. Yep, it is going to be a foul on Kemper Sipple. Her first, and that's three team fouls on the Irish here in this first quarter. At the line, Emily Bowling sets, fires, got it. Johnson Brock still looking for their first field goal. They're 3-for-3 at the line here. Another one coming here. Bowling sets, fires, rattles, no, and the rebound will leave Reschke. Reschke gets it out of there to Witt, pulls up to the top of the circle and stops. Bounce pass to the high post. Reschke down, out to Sando now, dribbles off and gets the ball to Witt. keeps moving to the left of the free throw circle, looking, out left side, Reschke. Now to the top again, Lemeron on the left side, wants to move across the defense to the right. And now into the paint, Sando, out it goes, Lemeron three ball, left side, good. The Irish have made four triples already in this ball game for 12 points. They lead by nine. Here's the ball knocked loose. Reschke steals it, gets it away to Lemeron. Bounce pass across to Sando. Fouled as she goes to the hole and will go to the line. We'll see if the Irish can score from anywhere other than behind the three-point line. Foul on Lauren Behrens, who is chasing her down. Lauren picks up her second foul, team foul number two. Sando will go to the line here to shoot a pair for Sacred Heart. Avery getting ready. Gets the ball from the official. Lines it up on the way and swish. She now has 7 points. 13-3. The Irish lead by 10. Did not really expect an early lead like this for either team. Second one up. Second one good. And that's 8 already for Lemeron. And the Irish are plus 11. To the front court we go. With it on the right side. Reschke digging in there on the floor, scrapping for the ball down there with Bullitt. It's out of bounds. We're going to say it's touched last by Reschke. Johnson Brock will inbound out near the sideline from the baseline on the right side of the floor. Pelican to trigger in a corner of the lane. Bounce pass in the middle. And we've got a foul on the floor if the pass comes in. And I think Kemper Sibyl, she did. She's picked up her second foul. So Hallie Jones is on the bench with two. She went out there with about 5:20 to go in the first quarter. Her replacement lineup, Sibyl, 3 minutes later, 2.5 minutes later, has two as well. Now into the game for the Irish will come Kinley Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg is a 5'7 freshman. Back and down, Knippelmeyer with the left hand off the rim. It won't go. Rebound grabbed by Lechtenberg. Long pass up the floor and a run out up to the other end. 2 points for Elise Reschke. Lucas Dollinaus wants a timeout to talk it over. 16-3, the Irish lead. We return to the Roe Activity Center after this 30-second break on KTSA.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AFM.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
That last run-out layup by Reschke was the Sacred Heart first two-point basket of the ball game, and they got 16 points on the board. Johnson Brock ball. With it up front, Josie Studheit enters the game. Fires, misses, rebound brought down by Knippelmeyer. No, it's not. It's Kinley Weiss. Here's a shot by Knippelmeyer. She can't connect. Rebound hits the deck, picked up by Lenneron. Kinley and Casey look a little too much alike for me, and their numbers are shielded by their ponytails. Sando from the top, three ball, no good. Rebound grabbed up by Bowen and should give it to Pelican. Daly down the lane with the right hand up, and it will not go, but in a follow-up rebound and a two-pointer by Josie Studheit makes it 16-5. Sacred Heart up by 11 with a minute 50 to play in quarter number one. Out of the right side, Pelican with the basketball. Excuse me, wrong side. And with it is Witt. She drives to the left side of the lane, puts it up. Missed it. Scramble for the rebound. The ball finds its way back to Witt. Now out it goes to Sando. Long three. Up. No. Ahead. And it's going to be a stop and a pop. Little three-footer by Knippelmeyer is blocked out of there. I believe that was Sando on the block. And she'll come out of the game, replaced by Ryan Westengard, a 5'7 sophomore. Johnson Brock brings Isla Eggers into the ball game. And Isla will take the inbound. Now to Pelican, who triggered it in on the left side. Back out top. Weiss, triple up and down. From the left side of the circle, Kinley Weiss has her first puck of the ball game, and now all of a sudden it's 16-8, the lead cut in half. To the front court comes Witt, moving to the left, dishes it off to Westengaard. She circles, she goes down the lane, got a contact, no whistle. Rebound out of bounds, in the hands first of Lechtenberg, then knocked away by Pelican, out of bounds. It'll be Sagard basketball underneath their own bucket here. Triggering will be Peyton George, who just entered the game. George looks, lobs it in. Her pass tip, stolen by Weiss. Weiss all the way in, forces it up, no, and a blocking foul will be called on Westengaard. And it will be Kinley Weiss at the line to shoot two. The Irish over the limit, they've got 16 fouls now, I believe it is. Foul again on Ryan Westengaard, her first. Five team fouls, excuse me. Free throw up, short with 54 seconds to go in the quarter. Another one coming here for Kinley Weiss. Weiss gets set. Fires it up and good. She leads the Eagles with 4 points, 16-9. The lead now down from 13-7. To the front we go. Witt, top of the circle, off the right side with it to Georges. Georges will give it back to Daisy Witt. Down to the right side wing. Now comes back up, guarded by Daly Pelican. That'll be fun for me. Daly guarding Daisy. Ball passed toward the paint. Kick out of bounds. No, we got a foul. Foul on Johnson Brock going on Casey Knippelmeyer. Her first team foul, number three. Into the game for the Irish. Bailey Lemeron back in there. Avery Sando back in for the Irish with 33 seconds to go. Triggering from the baseline will be Bailey Lemeron. The freshman gets it into Witt. She's going to bring it all the way back out top. The shot clock is off. Over to Sando. Left side of the floor out near midcourt. Passes to Lechtenberg, right side, and out back to Witt. Johnson Brock now playing man-to-man defense, but they're keeping it pretty tight down there on the paint. 10 seconds. Witt trying to back in on Pelican. Gets a screen, keeps on going. Her pass knocked away, stolen. Pelican with the takeaway from just inside midcourt. No good. After one, it is Ball City Sacred Heart Girls 16, Johnson Brock 9. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey everybody, Bart here at Farm and City Supply in Fall City. Tired of winter? Yeah, me too, but guess what? It ain't going anywhere yet. Come on in and check out our Sunfire heaters, Carhartt clothes, dry shod boots, Milwaukee power tools. If you need to cut a little wood, we got a great selection of steel chainsaws. But if you're thinking spring, hey, we can cover you there too. Rec-Tec grills, got great line of sprayers, sprayer supplies, hoses, banjo fittings, pumps, you name it. We're ready for you.
At your friendly Farm and City Supply.
Experience local banking with people you know and trust. For nearly 120 years, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha has been your true and local hometown bank. Strong, steady, and local. Visit csbkansas.com today. Member FDIC.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Ready to go back here at the Row Activity Center. Triggered in for the Irish at midcourt will be Ryan Westengaard. Allie Jones on the bench with two fouls for Sagard. Also in the game is Kinley Lechtenberg. And Jones along with Kemper Sipple. Two fouls for the Irish in that first quarter. Sando, top of the key, hands it off to Reschke. Her pass to the outside of Westmore, stolen away by Pelican. Cross court goes to Kinley Weiss, and as Kinley started to elevate on the right side, one of the State Herpers going to grab her by the arm. That foul will be on Avery Sando. Her first team foul, number one of the quarter, and it's Kinley Weiss back at the line. Johnson Brock went 4 for 6 of the line in the first quarter tonight. Weiss, 1-for-2. Sophomore sets, fires, and no. Casey Kadevmeyer and Kelly Weiss, both sophomores. Both with long blonde ponytails. They're going to be trouble for me for about the next 3 years. 2 years, 2.5, what do we got left? Free throw up, good. They were much different numbers, but you can't always see them when they're running away from you. Here we go the other way. 16-10, the lead down to 6 for the Irish now. It's Santo at the top of the key. They swipe at the ball. She gets it away to Westengard. Westengard going to wheel it in down the lane, and she will be fouled. Comes our official. Let's see what she has to say here. Foul on 5 on Daly Pelican. Her first foul of the second quarter on Johnson Brock. So triggering the ball in is going to be Bailey Leneron. Bounce pass in. Lechtenberg the catch. One dribble. Big step. Can't get the reverse. Rebound to Johnson Brock. And on the run the other way goes Weiss. All the way to the hole. And it's knocked down by Sando. Leneron to head to Sando. Left side. Back to Leneron. Top of the key. Keeps the dribble. Spins into the paint. Back out Sando for 3. It's on the rim. Won't go. And the rebound, and off the way we go on the race to Knippelmeyer. Free throw line stops, leaves it off for a teammate, gives it away there to Gravatt. Back out now, and a long three, good by Casey Knippelmeyer. A long triple, and the lead now that was once 13 is down to just 3 for Sacred Heart. 16-13, back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
At Fast Global Solutions, we believe in excellence on the field and in our work. That's why we're proud to support area school athletics. With decades of experience, Fast is a trusted leader in designing and building airline, cargo, and material handling equipment used worldwide. Launch your career at Fast. Strong values, small town spirit, global impact. That's Fast Global Solutions. Learn more at workatfast.com.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
6:55 to go in the first half. Sagan aren't leading 16-13, but they led by 13 points. 16-3 here at 1 point. So a 10-0 run for Johnson Brock over the span of a couple of quarters here. And back up the floor now comes D.C. Witt. Pulls up, lays it back. Reschke, top of the key, left side for Leneron. Drives in, Reschke, 3-ball left wing, short, rebound to Pelican. Daly on the run, sees a gap all the way to the hole, layup is good, nobody stepped in front of her to stop her, and now it's a 1-point ball game, 16-15. Sacred Heart, Sando, floater in the lane, up, no, but a whistle and a foul will put her at the free throw line. Where's my official? There he comes and made the call. What do we got? Foul on Kinley Weiss. Kinley's the first. Team foul number 2 of the quarter. At the line will be Sando. Free throw. She's strong this time. No good. She was 2-for-2 prior to that. Has 8 points in the first half so far. Irish players over getting instructions from Coach Sando here. Sando's free throw will not count because we had a violation. Getting back there late was Kinley Lechtenberg. She wanted to go in and get in a rebounding position. Steps inside the 3-point line while Sando has the ball, and you can't do that. So even though it went in, it did not count. All right, 16-15. Here's a steal by Sando. Pelican giving chase all the way in. And Pelican blocks it through the wall almost at the far end. Daly had that baby timed out just right and went up and hammered it into the paddy that says Irish down there on the wall. So inbounding will be Leveron. She looks. Bounce pass in. Jones back in the ball game. They hit her and she lays it up and in. Hallie gets her first 2 of the ball game. The Irish are up 3 again, 18-15. She snuck in there on me on that last time out. We come the other way. Pelican cross court. Weiss in the corner. Knippelmeyer. 3-ball. Too strong. Weak side rebound brought down by the Eagles by Behrens. Behrens to Pelican. Back they go. They play catch. Now Pelican's got it again. over to the left side, Weiss down to Knippelmeyer, taking about a long one. It says she skips it over the top to Barron. Falcon will take the three from the right side, off the iron, no. Lemeron with a rebound. Boy, I tell you what, she's not very big, but she does a good job on the boards. Up the floor we come now. It will be Witt inside for Jones. Makes a tough catch and against a double team, and they bail her out a little bit. She had to shoot it or travel. It was a tough catch and put her in a tough spot, but she got fouled. Almost made the basket. The foul is on Ruby Grabat. Ruby's first, team foul number three. And Hallie Jones to the line to shoot a pair. Junior fires and swishes that one home. 19-15, Sacred Heart by four. Second one coming up here for the Irish. Junior ready, spins it, floats it up, and good again. And the Irish are up by five, 20-15. Front court Pelican, right side Knippelmeyer. Looking back to Knippelmeyer. Back to Pelican. Playing in the post is Grabat, but she's guarded in there by the Irish zone. Irish like to make him shoot him out of this zone if they can. Here's a three-pointer on the way up. Too strong by Barron. Rebound. Reschke's got it. She stumbles to the floor. We get a whistle. We have a foul on Kenley Weiss. Kenley's second. Team foul number four of the quarter. There's 5 minutes to go in the second period. Sitting down, Ruby Grabat. In for the Eagles, in is Hyla Eggers. To the front, hand the ball off. It's going to be to the left side now to Lemeron. Moves to the free throw circle, 16-footer, spring. Two-pointer for Bailey Lemeron. She's got five in the game, and the lead is back up to seven for the Irish. To the front, Santa went for the steal, didn't get there in time. Pelicans got it. Crosswork and Knippelmeyer back to Pelican on the left side. They play catch out top beyond the three-point line. Eggers cuts the basket, gets the pass, back out Pelican. Three ball left side, way outside. Up and down for Daly Pelican. She's got five all here in the quarter. The lead is four. To the front court with it. Lemeron, crosswork. Sato inside. Jones back and in. Little spin move. Goes to the right with the right hand. Up and good. She's back in the game and has 6 quick points. She has really been on fire for the Irish the last couple, 3 weeks. Bounce pass in. Knocked loose. Recovered. Pelicans got it. Back in the middle. Up with it. Shot. Bowling. No. Rebound. Saved in. Bowling saved it. Rather, Knippelmeyer did. It went to Hallie Jones. And Hallie, have a jump ball or get fouled? Let's see. There comes the official. It's a foul. And it's going to put Jones back to the line to shoot two. Foul will go on Isla Eggers. Her first. That's the 15th foul. We still got 3:48 to go in the second period. Jones in the line with 6 points all here in the quarter. She gets set. She fires the free throw up and made it. She's got seven. The lead is seven for Sacred Heart. All right. Jones made one. Has another one coming here. Second one on the way up, and this one bounces off the back of the rim. Bailey Pelican with the rebound. In for Johnson Brock. Josie Stethide again. Now to Pelican out on the right side. Cross court with a pass now to Eggers. Back to Pelican. Eggers, they play catch down in the corner. Long two from the baseline, no good. Shot put up out there by Barrett. Rebound is ran down by the Irish by Lemeron. She brought it to midcourt and turned it over going to Witt. So Johnson Brock will have it in the front court right in front of the Irish bench. Triggered in, Casey Knippelmeyer. Gets it in for Pelican, 3:20 and count down to the second quarter. Off the left side, they go to Barron's. Come back to the near right side, back to Pelican. Sehart in the zone, inside the ball, missed on the pass. They attempt to get in there to Studite. She couldn't hang on to it. It went through her hand. Jones grabbed it, and then as soon as she grabbed it, Josie Studite ran into her and gets called for her first foul. And once again, Hallie Jones to the free throw line where she is three out of four with 7 points in this first half. 3:08 left in the period. Jones gets set, fires, it's up, it's good. She now has 8 points, tying Avery Sando for the team lead at the moment. The lead is 8. Spins it on the way up and hands it again. So the lead now 9 for the Irish. Pelican to the front on the right side, takes it cross court to Knippelmeyer on the left. Back it comes. Pelican down in the corner. Now they take the ball inside out and Vice for 3. Too strong rebound, batted around, and Avery Sando ends up with it on the baseline. She's trying to get out of there and now pass the ball forward to Daisy Wood. Daisy Wood, 3 points in the ball game, hands it off. Little weave out top. Letter on to Sando, drives the paint, two hops on the rim, no. Jones, the rebound up, no, but a whistle. Guess what? She's going back to the free throw line. Foul on Josie Studheit, her second. And Jones back to the line. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. This is her 7th attempt here in the second quarter. Up, no good this time, she'll get another one. One more coming. 27-18, Sacred Heart leading. Jones fires. It's up. It's good. It's hard to add them up one at a time. That is 6, 7, 8, 9. He's got 10 points. That's set down over 5 minutes of the first quarter with two fouls. To the front court come the Johnson Brock Eagles. Daly Pelican off the left side. Down in the corner for Studheit, back out top. Takes the ball back now, down low, Studheit, and Bresci tried to block it, couldn't get it. Studheit got the rebound, and we've got a foul. Is that on the rebound or on the shot? Let's see. It could be out of bounds. It's on the rebound. The foul would go on Elise Bresci for the Irish. Just check back in. Second foul of the quarter on Sacred Heart. Lob it in, Studheit, making rather that's Barron with the catch. Out of Weiss, back to Knippelmeyer. Thinking about it, didn't take it. Tried to move in, and Avery Sando's going to pick up her second foul, I believe, here. Yes, she will. So the Irish have 3 players with 2 fouls. Same as Johnson Brock. We're starting to foul, pile up a few fouls here on both teams. See how that plays out in the second half for a game here. All right, Pelican comes right side to Knippelmeyer, down on the wing, now inside to Barron, backing in, kicks it back out, Studheit, 3 ball up, and hands it, rattles it around and through, she's got 5, and it's 28-21, the lead is 7. So to the front with the ball, Peyton George for the Irish, long 3 for Witt on the rim, won't go, rebound on the deck, picked up by Studheit. Ahead to Pelican, thought about the 3, said, I better wait for some help. The ball is knocked away by Reschke. It goes to Studheit. She drives in, misses it. Rebound, follow-up. Barron's can't get it. Scramble for the rebound. We've got 3 black jerseys and all fighting there with Daisy Witt. Held ball will stay on the Johnson-Brock end here. Daisy probably felt like she didn't have any friends in the world right there. There's 3 Johnson-Brock Eagles on her. Held on to it. Held ball. It belongs to Eagles underneath their own bucket. Clear in by the painted area. Pelican in the corner. Now back to Pelican from Knippelmeyer. Now they try to go inside to the paint. Dish it back out. Pelican for 3 up and got it. Daly Pelican with 8 all in her in the quarter. We got a 4-point ball game again. 28-24, 67 seconds left, first half. Letter on with it, out top, spins down the lane. Back out, it goes to Witt. Takes the 3, dribbles up, and a 2-pointer, no. Rebound is controlled by Barron. She about threw Kemper's simple over her back into the floor. She had to use that ball for just a moment. 45 seconds to go, 20 seconds on the shot clock here. Pelican way outside, lobs it in, the catch, Barron's shot rejected, but a whistle and a foul. That's going to be 2 on Elise Reschke for the Irish. team foul number four on Shaven Hart. So to the line will go Lauren Behrens. 2 for 2 in the ball game. She can pull her team within 2 points here. Up and good. Now it's a 3-point lead, 28-25. All right, we're making some subs here. Lechtenberg back in for the Irish. Also checking in here for Shaven Hart, Westengard. They bring out Jones and also Resky, both with 2 fouls for Shaven Hart. Free throw, hit the back, went straight up and came back down through. And we've got a 2-point game, 28-26. Shaven Hart with the lead in the first half. 37 seconds to go in the period. Shot clock has about 2 seconds less than the game clock. Now out top with it. It's going to be handled by Bailey Lemeron, the freshman. In the middle to Peyton Jordan, another freshman. Now back to Westengard, a sophomore. The only senior out there is Witt. She stands in the midcourt circle. 10 on the clock. She'll move to the right. Now back, top of the key, keeps the dribble, looks underneath, trying to get in there to Lechtenberg, gets knocked away. 2 on the clock, Knippelmeyer fires as long and far as she can, and it won't go. But Johnson Brock has done a terrific job of fighting their way back in. They were down in the first half by as many as 13 points, and they've got them within 2. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and be back on KTNC with a look at the story in the first half.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha ArmConnect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SNL PNC Group Directorate and Premium.
Did you know that martial arts could be a family activity? Find out how during free trial week at Hella Martial Arts in Fall City. All classes are free on February 2nd to the 7th. Taekwondo for kids of all ages, kickboxing workouts, and Krav Maga adult self-defense classes. Anyone can do it. Also coming is our Shatterbuki Kids Camp starting February 9th. This is an awesome course for your 4- to 6-year-old. Find out more at hellamartialarts.com or give us a call 402-380-3383.
Tired of the same old spot? Then you got to get down to Sideline Sports Bar and Grill. We're your home for all the big games with plenty of TVs to catch every play from college to pro. But it's not just about the score. It's about the grub. We've got killer burgers, crispy wings, loaded nachos, and those special that make your taste buds sing. Cold drinks, hot food, great company. That's the Sideline's promise. Whether you're meeting friends after work, catching the game, or just looking for a friendly face and a great meal, Sideline is the place to be. Find us in Sabetha, Kansas. Sideline Sports Bar and Grill. Your team, your food, your town.
Fall City Tigers, Sacred Heart Irish, F&M Bank. What do they all have in common? Local pride. F&M Bank is proud to be your only locally chartered and now the only Nebraska-based bank in Fall City. That means your money stays right here working for our community. Stop in and visit with one of our friendly team members to learn how we can keep your money working locally right here in Fall City. F&M Bank, local decisions, local solutions, local focus, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we're back here at the Rowe Activity Center. It's halftime, and our halftime wrap-up is brought to you by Highland Community College. They're close to home and far from dead. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. Halftime score, 28-26. Fall City's Shaven Hart with the lead. They are outscored by Johnson Brock in the second period, 17-12. For Johnson Brock in the first half tonight, they have Daly Pelican with 8 points all in the second quarter. Josie Studdite has 5. We've got 4 for Lauren Behrens in the game. We've got five for Kinley Bias and 1 point for Emily Bowling. Johnson Brock, 7 out of 10 at the free throw line in the first half. They have two fouls each on Kinley Bias, Lauren Behrens, and Josie Studheit. Nobody else with more than one for their total of 26. They trail by 13 in the first quarter. For Sacred Heart in the first half tonight, they are led by Hallie Jones. She has 10 first half points. That is 6 of those at the free throw line. We've got 8 for Avery Sandoval in the first quarter. Daisy Witt, 3. Bailey Lemeron, 5 and 2 for Elise Reschke. For Fall City Sacred Heart, they are 8 out of 11 at the free throw line. Two fouls each on Avery Sandoval, Elise Reschke, Kemper, Sipple, and Hallie Jones for the Irish. But Sipple and Jones both able to avoid picking up a third foul in that second quarter for the Irish. Again, they are 8 out of 11 at the free throw line in the first half. And again, 28-26, Sacred Heart with the lead. Coming up later, it's the boys' game. 7-7, Sacred Heart, the number 2 ranked, number 10 ranked team in D2. Against Johnson Brock, the number 6 ranked team in C2 at 14-2. Right now, we will take a timeout. Again, our halftime recap brought to you by Highland Community College. They're close to home and far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. After this break, a check of the weather and more words from our sponsors. Second half action coming up on KTNC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
This is your classic hit station, KTNC Falls City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Kroll. Isolated snow showers in the forecast for this evening with mostly cloudy skies. It will be cold, a low around 10, and north winds up to around 5 miles per hour. North winds become breezy into the day on Friday, gusts near 20 miles per hour. High of only 17 and a mix of sun and clouds throughout the day. Mostly clear skies heading toward Friday night. Temperatures fall back to around 3 below, with north winds up to around 15 miles per hour. West winds will be up to around 10 miles per hour for the day on Saturday. Lots of sunshine and staying cold, a high of only 19. Areas of snow expected to move in for Saturday night could see some light snow accumulation. Otherwise, more clouds roll into as temperatures dip back to 8 above. Isolated snow showers continue into Sunday morning with a mix of sun and clouds and warmer, high around 35. We fall back to 19 for a low into Sunday night and partly cloudy. Then mostly sunny for the day on Monday with a high around 36. Temperatures dip back to 19 into Monday night with increasing clouds. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now, it's 18 degrees.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
The need for blood is constant, and at times it becomes critical. From accident victims and cancer patients to premature babies and those with blood disorders, Nemahawk County Hospital relies on all of us to make sure there's blood on hand and accessible when needed. Visit redcross.org/giveblood to schedule an appointment near you or plan to participate in the next blood drive at Nemahawk County Hospital on February 19th. Your one donation can save a life. Nemahawk County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to the Row Activity Center in Sacred Heart. It's 28-26 at halftime. Our girls' game, Sacred Heart with the lead over Johnson Brock. Tomorrow night here on KTNC, Weeping Water at Fall City. Dylan Hendricks bringing the action from McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse tomorrow night. Over on Sunny 101.3 tomorrow night, our sister station, Auburn at Meade. That should be a heck of a boys' game. A couple of ranked teams going there. We'll find out how good Meade is tomorrow night when they take on the Auburn Bulldogs. Next week, it's tournament time, conference tournament time. We'll tell you all about that coming up later and throughout the week. Here we go. Third quarter action. The Irish have it. Hallie Jones fights for the ball, gets it, and then as she made the turn, she lost the ball out of bounds, hit the sideline with her dribble. She had two defenders trying to rip it away from her. She took it away and then got too close to the baseline. So here come the Eagles. The game was last tied at two. Johnson Brock has never had the lead, but now we've got an offensive foul down on the side. The foul will go against the Eagles' Ruby Gravatt, her second. First foul of the second half. Here come the Irish up the floor with it. D.C. Wood, senior point guard for the Irish, looking off to Sando. Three ball up and off the mark to the side, and another rebound for Daly Pelican. She's got about a bucketful of those so far tonight. Off the right side to Casey Knippelmeyer. She gets it to the top for Gravatt in the free throw circle, thinking about it, didn't take it. Knippelmeyer standing on the 3-point line on the wing. Now Vines, top of the key, left side, gives it up again. And now it goes in the hands of Barron. They play catch. Nippelmeyer thought about it, didn't do it. Vice in traffic in the lane, runs into Hallie Jones, and Hallie just stands her ground. The shot, the ball, or pass, whatever it was blocked. Loose ball picked up by Sando all the way in. Throws it up. It rolls across the front of the rim. It won't go, but she draws a foul on a Lady Eagle here. Let's see my official, and he says the foul is on 12 again. So Ruby Gravatt has picked up two. That gives her three in the game. All right, Sando at the line. One of our officials talking to Hallie Jones. Not sure what that was about. They didn't seem to be an argument or a disagreement. Sando hits the free throw. 9 for Avery. She is 3 out of 4 at the line officially. She had one where there was a lane violation by a teammate. And this one rattles it back. It fights its way in. 3 hops on the rim and through the hole it goes. And the Irish are back up by 4. To the front court, Johnson Brock. Knippelmeyer lost her dribble. Gets the ball. They work it around the horn. Now back and in. Lee Barron throw throws out to Pelican on the right side, guarded out there by Witt. Now he goes to Weiss. Kinley down the lane, left side, left hand, lays it off the glass for two. Nice play, 3-4-5. He's got seven of the game, and we're back to a two-point Irish lead. At the other end, right side on the block, driving it down is Santo. Elevates the shot, up, no good, whistle, foul will be called on Kinley Weiss, who picks up her third foul. We played a minute 40 of the third quarter, and the Eagles have committed three fouls already. Santo missed the free throw. She doesn't do that very often on the year at the free throw line. 73.6% coming in. This one's up, and it rattled and bounced, and it came out. So she misses them both. Picking up the ball, rebound, and up the floor with the ball for the Eagles. Off to Weiss. Handed away to Knippelmeyer. Long three, and she made it from the top. Way downtown. Knippelmeyer's got six, and for the first time in the game, Johnson Brock has the lead, 31-30. 5:55 to go here in the third quarter. The Irish on the right side. Now they need some offense here. Inside pass, knocked away. Quick hands there by Behrens. Pelican got it, and then she is fouled by the Irish, trying to get it back. That foul will go, I believe, on Reschke. Yep. Elise picks up her third. She's the first player for the Irish with three. So she'll have to back off just a little bit on the defense, perhaps. Pelican up the floor, gives the ball there just in. The game is going to be Isla Eggers. Eggers will fire, long two-pointer, both feet on the line of the baseline, no, and a rebound to Jones. Outlet, Witt, get a double team, gets away. Spins, gives the ball to Santo. Three ball, right side on the rim, won't go. Rebound comes off, and Behrens grabs it and gives it to Pelican. Johnson Brock looking to add to their lead here of 1 point. Pelican mishandled it, got it back, gives the ball off, and three more from the top for Casey Knippelmeyer. She's got nine in the game, and it's 34-30. Johnson Brock with the lead. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Into Jones, knocked away, stolen away by Behrens. Behrens to Pelican, cross the lane, layup good for Knippelmeyer. She has 11 in the game, 8 in the quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
In the world of firearms, you need more than just a purchase. You need precision, reliability, and trust. That's where Paladin Firearms and Gunsmithing comes in. We're your local experts for sales, diagnostics, intricate repairs, custom builds, and meticulous restorations. At Paladin, we ensure every firearm meets the highest standards of safety and performance. Whether you're an experienced owner or just starting your journey, we're committed to safe, responsible ownership. Discover the difference true craftsmanship makes. Visit Paladin Firearms and Gunsmithing at 1801 Stone Street in Falls City. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
36-30, Johnson Brock has fought back and taken the lead here in quarter number three. Next week, it is the Pioneer Conference basketball tournament getting underway. If I can get my papers straight, I'm going to tell you how these teams are setting up. Obviously pretty well. Sayre and Girls, the number one seed in the tournament. Johnson Brock, the number two seed in the tournament. They might play each other in the championship week from Saturday. You never know. We'll find out. We'll have coverage of semifinals and final day action of Johnson next week. 3 seconds on the Irish as they come back to the offensive end here. So the Irish turn it over. 4:35 to play in the third. Johnson Brock looking to add to a 6-point lead. Knippelmeyer's got the hot hand. The Pelican out on the right side. Three ball, too strong for Studite. Weak side rebound, and Lemeron gives a chase, but the ball gets out of bounds off her hand, and it will belong to the Eagles. All right, inbounding will be Pelican on the sideline. Come back the other way here. Now Pelican with the basketball down the lane with a scoop. Whistle before the shot. Foul on the Irish. Foul on Peyton George, who kicked into the game there.
The Irish number zero.
foul. All right, we come back into live action, back and in here. Out on the left side, working around, Akers on the right. Get the ball up there, now Pelican with it. Pelican thought about it, didn't. She'll hand the ball away to Knippelmeyer. Down the left side, throws it off the glass, no, and Hallie Jones will grab a rebound. Triple team, and bounces it away now to Lemeron, or to D.C. Wood, excuse me, 10. Now over to the left side, and a three ball up, and swish to the left side, Peyton Georges, the freshman. Drains it down. It's a three-point ball game, 36-33. Left side of the circle that time from three-point range for the freshman. The Eagles come the other way. Here's the answer. No good by Studheit. Rebound coming out of there with it will be Reschke. All the way up the floor to Witt inside the free throw line. The three, and before she got the ball on the floor to make a drive, she gets called for traveling. So it will be Johnson Brock basketball here. Let's see here. Now bring it in. Up the floor we go. To the right side. Driving, shooting, and scoring to the right side is Julie Studheit. She's got 7 points. It's 38-33. The lead is 5. To the front now with it. Lemeron, who has not scored since the second quarter. 3 points in the first, two deuce in the second quarter. Witt inside to Jones on the right block. Back and in and a reach in. No traveling. Traveling is the call. Before she got the ball bounced on the floor. Before she got the dribble down. Here comes Sando back into the game for Peyton Georges for the Irish. Sayhart's got a whole bunch of young players, much freshmen on this team. A lot of them are playing a lot of minutes for Coach Luke Sando. Here's a drive and a pull-up from 16. Short, no good. Off the rim, out of bounds, shot by Lauren Behrens. So, the Irish get the ball back. Leonard will put it into Witt, 2:37, and counting down here in quarter number three. Witt to the right side of the floor, picks up her dribble. Reschke into Jones, double team, triple team, ripping it away, held ball will go to Johnson Brock. They go into Jones, and she got double teamed immediately when she turned, brought the ball down a little bit, and another set of hands from Johnson Brock got on the ball, held ball, turnover to Johnson Brock. To the front, Knippelmeyer leaves it off, now Kelly's out of the ballgame. Okay, Knippelmeyer scoops it up off the top of the backboard. No good. Rebound to Jones. Outlet to Witch. Fires it in there to Sando. Caught her by surprise. She couldn't hit the layup that time. And we got a scramble for the rebound. Held ball this time. We'll go to Sagan Hart. Avery Sando mixing it up in there that time with Knippelmeyer. They're not very big, but they're scrappy. Here we go. Irish from the baseline. Bounce pass in to Reschke and fouled as she shoots it. Josie Studheit picks up her third foul. Team foul number 4. So Johnson Brock's done a great job because with about a minute and a half in this third quarter, they had 3 team fouls. That's just their fourth. We got 2 minutes to go in the period. 4, yes, that's correct. 38-33, Johnson Brock. Elise Reschke at the line for the first time tonight. Up and, oh, in and out. No good. She'll have another one here. Reschke, 2 points in the first quarter. Sets, fires, got it. 38-34, the lead is 4 for Johnson Brock. Daly Pelican to the front court off the left side. Knippelmeyer to Eggers to Behrens, spinning for the free throw line, leaves it off there for Studheit. Now back out, 3-pointer on the way for Knippelmeyer. Can't get it to go. The rebound's off the Eagles underneath. Eggers and or Barron touched it down there last, and DeSager will get the ball. Studite will lead the ball game for Johnson Brock. Back in comes Emily Bowling, 5'9 senior. But now the Irish bring it up. Minute 35 to go in the half. To Jones, left side. They double team her immediately. Off to Reschke. Down the lane up. No good. And the rebound. Tipped. Lauren Barron has it for Johnson Brock. Pelican up the floor. Through the midcourt circle. Out it goes to Boyd on the right side. Now to Knippelmeyer. On the right, spins out. Pass deflected by Reschke. And we get an offensive foul away from the ball. I think Barron gets an awfully guilty look. Yep. Lauren Barron picks up her third foul. And that's going to be as an offensive foul, so no free throws. Studite, Gravatt, Barron, and Weiss all with three fouls for Johnson Brock. Reschke with three, the only player for the Irish with three fouls thus far. 68 seconds to go in the third. The Irish down by four. Top of the circle. And now with it, Jones off to Witt. Now to Reschke. Right side to Sando. Open for a second and a baseball pass. Jones into Reschke. Couldn't make a clean catch. It bounces through her hands. Lemeron picks it up. Now to Jones in the paint. Back out to Witt. Witt dribbles in. Now backs out. Guarded by Pelican. Oh, bad cross-court pass that time. Stolen away by Johnson Brock, and a foul at the other end. Avery Santos is going to pick up her third foul, it would appear, from up here on the training deck at the Row Activity Center. Yes, Avery's got three now. Third foul of the quarter on Sacred Heart. So who's leaving? Santos is out into the game for the Irish. Comes Ryan Westengard again, a 5'7 sophomore. The ball comes in. Let's see. Looking on defense here. Who's got who? There we go. Everybody's lined up now defensively. So you're hurting a man-to-man. Pelican guarded by Witt. About a 3-second difference, 2.5 seconds difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Pelican dribbles out of the midcourt circle. Off the left side to Knippelmeyer. Right side, Eggers out in the corner for Studite. Back to the top with it to Boyd. 5-4 on the shot clock. They're going to have to move. Knippelmeyer elevates the three on the rim. No. Rebound, Hallie Jones. And that will end the third quarter. It's Johnson Brock, 38. Fall City Sacred Heart, 34. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC.
El Camino Electric in Fall City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years' experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Fall City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Fall City, your electrical problem solver.
When you're riding, needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment, or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We are back at the Row Activity Center, ready for the fourth quarter here in a tight one. Johnson Brock girls 38, Ball State Sacred Heart 34. We've had one lead change and one tie. It was tied at 2. Johnson Brock finally got the lead for the first time in the third quarter. At about the 5:55 mark of that third period, they've led since by as many as 6. They've trailed by as many as 13. That was back in the first quarter. So a 19-point difference. Since the Irish had a 13-point lead, they are trailing Johnson Brock in that aspect. High post to Pelican. Faked the handoff and had it. Sando had it. Pelican reached down, took it away from her. And the Irish got a hand on the ball. And the alternate possession on the jump ball will go to Sacred Heart. Couple of frustrated head coaches down here. Lucas Dollinghouse for Johnson Brock. Coach Luke Sando, he's not overly thrilled with the way things are going for his team. To the front we go. Witt with the basketball off to Reschke. The Irish looking to go inside and challenge as much as they can. Free throw circle. She's got it. Gives it up. Lemmer on three ball on the rim. No. Pelican, another rebound for Johnson Brock. Daly will bring it herself, just a junior. Cross court. Now Vice back in the ballgame. She set much of the third quarter with three fouls. Man-to-man by the Irish. Out top defensively. Now with the offense, excuse me, will be Johnson Brock. They play catch, work the ball around, and now into the paint, back out to Pelican. Pelican left side with it. Knippelmeyer, seven on the shot clock. Drive, shoots, no. We've got a whistle and a foul on 10 for the Irish. That foul will go on Daisy Witt. Her first and the first foul of the quarter on Sacred Heart. To the free throw line is Casey Knippelmeyer. First trip there tonight. The Eagles are 7 for 10. They didn't get a free throw opportunity in the third quarter. Casey gets set. Eyes it. Spins it. On the way. Good. She's got a dozen. The lead is 5. 7 minutes to go in the ball game. Johnson Brock, second free throw coming here. Up. And got it again. She now has 13 in the game, and it's 40-34. Witt has 1 3-pointer. That was back in the first quarter for the Irish. Now we've got a push foul on Johnson Brock. And that's called on Daly Pelican. She ran through Hallie Jones. Basically, it was a call. Hallie went out there to set the screen. Pelican ran through it. She's talking to her and says, "What did I do?" Still confused, wanting to know what happened. She did it, almost did it again. Got around her to drive to the basket. It's up. It's no good by Witt. And she'll go to the line to shoot two. She gets fouled now. Well, our officials are having a conference here. What do we got? I still don't know. They're still talking. Now they've involved Lauren Behrens into the conversation. The foul would come on Ruby Gravatt, Ruby's fourth. Team foul number 2 of the quarter. Free throw on the way up and off the iron. No good for Daisy Witt. Say Hart, 11 of 17 through three quarters at the free throw line. Sitting down for the moment, at least rescue for the Irish. Back in is Peyton Georges. She's got some offensive skills. Free throw up and good. AC Witt with her third point, making fourth point of the game, and the lead is 5. To the front we go to Lauren Behrens, and a long three. String music from the right side of the circle by Stedite. Josie now with 10 in the game, and the lead is 8. That's the biggest lead of the game for Johnson Brock. Inside to Jones, moves for a right. Little hook off the glass, won't roll in this time. Rebound Pelican, up the floor, left side. 8-point advantage, Johnson Brock. Moving it up, and it's Pelican, leaving it off now and back out top. Swing it left side, 3-ball up. Short, no good that time for Behrens. Rebound to Jones. And Hallie Jones got hit by Josie Stenite. And Josie has 4 fouls now. So the inside player for Johnson Brock, both with 4 fouls at the moment, both big starters. Now out of the game comes Josie Stenite. Back in comes Emily Boyd, the 5'9 senior. Well, the Irish need to make some hay here with 6 minutes and 2 seconds to go. In the ball game, off the right side, Witt. Now to the right side with the basketball. It's going to be Lemeron down the lane from the right to the left. And rolls around, rolls in. 2-pointer this time for Bailey Lemeron. She's got 7 of the ball game, and the lead is 6. To the front court we go with the ball on the left side. With it, Boyd gets it away. Now hands it away to Vice. Long three. Short on the rim, no good. Rebound. Sando had it knocked away, picked up by her teammate Witt, driving it up the floor. Free throw line jumper, good. She did this over at Rockford, and she caught fire in the fourth quarter. That gives her six in the game, and the lead is down to four. And we've got a timeout called by the Eagles. 43-39, Johnson Brock the lead. 5:19 to go, back in half a minute on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tired of insurance jargon? Need fast, reliable coverage for your busy life? Riverstone Insurance Group makes it simple for auto, home, condo, and renter's insurance at riverstonegroup.com. Need something more? We also offer comprehensive life and business insurance tailored by local experts. We're local, we're trusted, and we're here to protect what matters most. Get a quote online or call Riverstone Insurance Group today. Riverstone Insurance Group. Smart coverage. Simplify.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
43-39. The Irish have fought their way back within four. They trailed Bowman to go by eight. First quarter, they led by 13. Boys game coming up here tonight. The Irish have been hot for a week or so. Scored 90 on Tuesday night out of Wymore. Beat Rockford in a tough game last week on the road over at Rockford against the Blue Jays. So Coach Goltz has got the boys playing well, and the Eagles continue to play well. They won a tough one Tuesday night against Exeter Milligan Friend by six at home. All right, Eagle basketball in the backcourt coming up the floor with the ball will be Kinley Weiss. Ball is loose. You got bodies all over the floor. Kick loose by Sando. Pelican picks it up, and Johnson Brock controls. 15 on the shot clock. Pelican down the lane. Off balance, up, and a foul will be called here on the Irish. And Pelican will go to the line. The foul will go against Avery Sando, and that's number four on Sacred Heart senior guard. Avery's got four fouls. 10 points for this senior tonight. Pelican free throw up, good. Daisy's got 9 points at eight in the second quarter. Now one here in the fourth period, and the lead is five with 5 minutes to go. Free throw short, and the rebound caroms off, and it comes to Lauren Behrens. New shot clock and new possession for Johnson Brock. Pelican, right side guarded by Peyton Georges now. Ball loose, picked up out between the circles. Now left side Wick and Nippelmeyer. Casey hands the ball off and now give it back. Pelican, long three, left side, no. Rebound down to the corner. Chased down by Hallie Jones. She'll get it away and on the run the other way now. Witt fires over and too strong for Georges, but it's recovered by the Irish. Witt, not wide open for three. Boy, she usually would take that one. She just looked at it, stared at it, didn't take it. Now dribbles in, floater up, no. Rebound ran down by Hallie Jones. Hallie needs help, gets it away to Sando. Coach Luke Sando not taking Avery out of the game with a four foul with 4 minutes and 10 seconds to go. Off to Peyton Georges. Georges dribbles around, gives the ball to Sando. Guarded there by Weiss. 16 on the shot clock, and it's going to be Lemeron. Off it goes again to Georges. Now to Witt. Goes in to Jones in the paint. Down the lane, off balance. A lot of contact, no whistle. Rebound coming off there to Lauren Behrens, and here comes Johnson Brock. Left side wing, three ball, too strong that time. Put up. Jones gets the rebound off the miss by Casey Knippelmeyer. 3:30 to go. A lead is five for Johnson Brock. Witt in traffic in the paint. Up and down. 12 put away. Witt now with eight in the game. Five in the quarter. The lead is three for Johnson Brock. To the front we go. Now to the front it will be Casey Knippelmeyer. Handing it off. Now get it to Kinley Weiss. Moving left to right. Down the lane through traffic. Throws it up and in. Nice move by Kinley Weiss. She's got nine. And the lead back to five. Witt, free throw line, leaves it off there for Lemeron. Out to Sando. Free throw line off to Lemeron. Lemeron backing up. Open, top of the key. Three ball off the rim. No. Rebound. Oh, mistake by the Eagles. Kinley Weiss. Price tried to grab that basketball, couldn't catch up with it on the sideline, and she and the ball end up out of bounds. She let that one go. It would have been Eagle ball. 2:49 to go. All right, triggering in from in front of the Irish bench. Get it into Witt from Sano. In to Hallie Jones. Spins to the right. Fouled. And that will be number 5 on Ruby Gravatt. Ruby fouls out with 0 points, the 2:45 mark. Rebounding and defense is her job. And this time she's got 5 fouls, so she'll come out of the game. Checking in again will be Josie Studheit, who also has 4 fouls. Sacred Heart will bring Elise Reschke back in, playing with 3 fouls. She'll check in there for Peyton Georges. So Hallie Jones with 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 points all in the second quarter. Back at the line. Isaac flies it. Good. The lead is 4. Second one coming for the Irish junior. She gets set. We've got a full house here tonight at the Rowe Activity Center. On the way up. Good. Lead is 3. With 2:45 to play. They're spilling up into the deck, up here into the deck in this one. To the top with the ball. It's going to be Weiss. Kelly back in. Leaves it off for Pelican. Now to Knippelmeyer. Irish playing man-to-man defense. Knippelmeyer backing down the defender. Out to Weiss for 3. Short off the rim. Rebound to Reschke. Elise will dribble it out of there and give the ball up. Now to Daisy Witt. 2:15 and counting down. The lead is 3. The Irish could tie up with a long ball here. They haven't made many of those here in the second half. Off it goes to Witt on the left side of the floor. Free throw line. Cut off, gets inside to Jones, off the glass, oh, in and out, no. Got her own rebound, throws it up, it won't go. But she gets knocked to the floor, and will go back to the free throw line. Boy, the first one almost went, then Jones got the rebound, put it back. That one nearly went. So did the second one. The official having a chat with Josie Studheit, they're both smiling. Josie's probably going, I'm glad you didn't call that on me. Knippelmeyer calling for the foul, that's the 4th foul. 5th foul against the Eagles. Hallie Jones with a free throw, good. And we've got a 2-point ball game. 2 minutes to go. Free throw up. Good. We've got a 1-point ball game at the 2-minute mark. Jones makes both free throws. Making hay at the free throw line tonight. 46-45, the Irish trail the Johnson-Brock Eagles by 1 at the Rowe Activity Center. Ball knocked away by Reschke, recovered by Behrens. Out it goes, right side, Studheit. Gives up for Pelican, driving in, leaves the ball off. Weiss to Knippelmeyer for a long 3, in, out, no good. Oh, ball was in. Up for rebound, brought down by Sando. Avery picked up her dribble, needs help. Gets it front court to Witt. Minute 25 and count 24 on the shot clock for the Irish. Witt, top of the circle, moves right to left to right. Now Sando gets a screen, stops, gives it to Reschke. Defender fell down, and she will be fouled and will go to the line. If she makes 2, the Irish leader. She makes 1, they're tied. She makes none, they're still behind by 1. Makes sense, doesn't it? Foul on Behrens. Lauren picks up her 4th. At the line for the Irish, Elise Reschke, 1 for 2 in the ball game, has 3 points on the night for the Irish. Sets, fires, short, no good. Best she can do is tie it up. 1:13 left in this one. Second free throw, off, no good. The rebound, oh, Pelican had it. Came down hard. We got a whistle and a foul. Yep, Hallie Jones undercut her from behind. Hollers over, says, sorry about that. She didn't mean to do that. Hallie picks up her 3rd. Daly stands up and smiles, says, I know. Timeout. The lead is 1 for the Eagles. 1:12 to go. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Attention nurses. Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, Nebraska is hiring. We have multiple full-time positions available with a generous sign-on bonus. Join our dedicated team and enjoy competitive pay, competitive health care, and great benefits. Don't miss this chance to grow your career while making a difference in our community. Apply today at Johnson County Hospital, where your future begins. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
46-45, Johnson Brock girls lead the Sacred Heart girls here with a minute 12 to go in regulation. Johnson Brock basketball. Four fouls on Avery Sandel for the Irish, three on Elise Reschke and Hallie Jones. Johnson Brock has lost Ruby Cravat. They've got four on Josie Studheit and Lauren Behrens here at this point. To the front with the basketball, Studheit. They spread the floor out. Sayer playing man-to-man defense here. Under a minute to go now on the game clock. Shot clock at 15. Back it in. Weiss kicks the ball out to the right side for Studheit. They're letting the clock run as much as they can. Driving it down. Back out to Kinley Weiss. Weiss out to shot block put up by Knuppelmeyer. Rebound comes down to Weiss and she puts it up and in. Weiss in double figures with 11 and the lead is 3. 30 seconds to go, no shot clock. Up the floor, it will be Sacred Heart ball with the basketball to the front court. Lemeron into Hallie Jones. Turns, spins, fouled and will go to the line with 20 seconds to go in the game. Bailey Pelican says, who, me? No, not you. Foul on Josie Studheit. Her fifth. She fouls out with 10 points with 20 seconds to go. The Eagles would have been better off with a foul on Bailey that time. It would have been her third. So Hallie Jones back to the line. Oh, my goodness. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 points for her. Eight of them at the line. 10 of them at the line. Free throw, no good. She'll get another one. She's made 10, and there's timeout on the floor with 20 seconds to go. The Eagles lead by 3. We take the break with it. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved one, call Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and create the best plan for you. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC. City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
At the Row Activity Center, we've got a good one going. The lead to Johnson Brock, 48-45. 20 seconds to go in this fourth quarter in this game. These two girls' teams are the top two seed in the Pioneer Conference next week. Will both be the home team in the first round and could be in the title game next week on Saturday. Hallie Jones, one more at the free throw line here, I believe. Yep. On the way up and good. And it's a two-point game with 20 seconds to go. The Irish are basically in position they have to foul here. Wessengard comes into the game for Jones. Bring the ball in. It comes in and a quick foul will be on Kinley Weiss or be called against the Irish. They foul Kinley Weiss. And that's only the third team foul on making the fourth team foul on Sagan Hart. The foul was called on Bailey Lemeron, her first. Pelican will inbound and it's knocked loose. Whose ball? It is off the Irish. Good defense there again. Lemeron knocked it away. We're down to 17 seconds. So the next foul will put Johnson Brock at the line to shoot a pair. Pelican lobs it in, knocked loose, and scramble. Held ball will stay with Johnson Brock. Held ball with 14 seconds to go, and Johnson Brock has caught the breaks here in the last 6 seconds. The Irish close to a couple of steals. Now Coach Dolinow says, I think we better talk this over. He takes his fourth timeout, beats the team with one timeout left, 14.1 to go. 30-second break your way right now on KTNC.
At As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you are reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-apparel and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth and Nate Dieters are the right agents with your best interest at heart. Hurry, spring sales closing date is March 15th. Ease your mind? Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, we got, whoops, I just started this timeout clock again. No, we called another one. Turn that off down there, folks. Can they turn it off? Clock's winding down 43 seconds here. The scoreboard here, when they take a timeout, announce, okay, here we go, back to 41. They count down the timeout on the clock. All right, Pelican looking to inbound it. Lobs it front court. It's way down the line, and it's taken away by the Irish. Sando has it. Coach Sando tried to call timeout, and now he does, and the official reaches midcourt with 9.6 seconds to go. The Irish would have been better off, perhaps, letting that go out of bounds, but that would have allowed defense to set up for Johnson Brock. Just keep it here this time with a score of 48-46, 9.6 seconds to go. Johnson Brock over the limit on foul, so every foul will put the Irish at the line to shoot two. But there's only 9 seconds left, so it's not going to happen a lot unless we go to overtime. So what do you do if you're Sacred Heart? Who's got the hot hand? Really, that's the problem. Nobody really has a hot hand for the Irish. Avery Sando had 2 3-pointers in the first quarter. No field goals since. She has 10 points in the game. Daisy Witt has 5 of her 8 here in the fourth quarter. Bailey Lemeron has a bucket. And Hallie Jones is 5 out of 6 at the line in the fourth quarter, but no field goals. Sacred Heart, just 3 fourth-quarter field goals. And they only made 1 in the third quarter. They made a 3-pointer. That's still, the Irish only have 4 field goals in the second half. 1 in the third quarter, 3 here in the fourth quarter. So here we go, 9.6 seconds to go. Reschke to inbound. Front court on the sideline for the Irish. Got to get it in. Into Witt. Guarded by Pelican. There's a screen by the Irish. Three bucket up and good. The Irish tie it up on a bucket by Daisy Witt from about 12 feet on the right wing. A big screen out there by the Irish, by Hallie Jones. A lot of contact with Pelican. And we're going to overtime at the rack, 48-48. Back in 1 minute on KTNC.
At Den's Country Meat, we don't cut corners, just premium meat. From smoked sausages and snack sticks to bacon, broths, and steaks, everything we make is handcrafted by our family for yours. And with state, national, and international awards, the world agrees. Our meat is a cut above. Den's Country Meat. Find us in Table Rock or online at denscountrymeats.com.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, we're ready to jump it up in the overtime here. I'm going to dig out my overtime color pen here. We'll go to orange now. Not such a good idea, though. Let's see, is that going to look like red? Yeah, it is. So, all right, we have our second tie of the ball game here at 48 all. We need to change. I need to change with you here. Sorry. All right, Sando with the ball for the Irish. Down to the left corner. Witt for 3 on the rim. No. Rebound. Ran down. Reschke kept it alive, threw it back into the court, and it's grabbed up by Lauren Barron playing the 4 foul. So Daly Pelican down the right side to Eggers. Out top it goes to Knippelmeyer. McKinley Weiss with the basketball. Back out left side now, and Knippelmeyer for three on the rim. No, and the rebound to Sando. Sando with four fouls for the Irish. Nobody else with more than three for Sagan Hart. Now out top, Lemeron to Witt. Witt with 10.7 of them in quarter number four. Inside to Jones, double team spin, shot blocked. She kept it in, and they say Johnson Brock touched the ball out of bounds. Touched the ball with a toe on the line. Irish basketball. Shot clock at 15 seconds. The ball did got blocked, so it didn't elevate to the rim. Bounce pass in. Reschke turns in the lane up. Off the rim, no. Rebound, and we have a foul on the Irish. Being tied up was Elise Reschke. That will give her four fouls. Both teams in the bonus now. Fouled was Lauren Behrens. Lauren is 4 for 4 at the line. Okay, we are ready. Behrens, 5'8 sophomore, gets ready. She fires. It's up. It's off the back. No good. She'll get another one here. All of our games on the World Wide Web, go to our website, MSC's. You just go to the MSC radio app. Get any of our games all over the world. Free throw up. No rebound. Elise Reschke from the Irish should give the ball. And up the floor, bringing it up will be Dacey Witt. Free throw circle backs up. 1 foot straddles the three-point line. No rebound. Jones fighting with it. Saved it in. Goes into the crowd. And the rebound is handled now by Kinley Weiss inside. Knippelmeyer, no. Rebound. The Irish. Oh, that should have been traveling. Witt, or not something, not Witt, but Sando tied up with Reschke. They both had the ball, pulled it away. That should have been traveling. I agree with Coach Dollinghouse and the Johnson Brock fans there. You can't have two teammates with possession at the same time. That should have been a travel. They move quite a ways, too. Witt wide open, takes the three. Short, no. Race to the rebound, and Weiss wins the race to the sideline. And here comes Johnson Brock, down to 1:57 to go in the overtime period. Off the right side we go now. Give the ball up there. Three ball up, good. Pelican, left side of the circle, has 12. Daly Pelican with the bucket. Minute 39 to go. Reschke, right side. Out to Sando. They're guarding her. She can't get a long one off here. She's got a quick release. They're guarding her close. Her reputation has preceded her all around southeast Nebraska. Clock down to 12 on the shot clock. It's Wick moving around to the left side. Gives it to Sando underneath. Jones in the paint. Turns and she walked with the basketball. Made the move but couldn't get the dribble down. 1:13 to go. The lead is 3 for Johnson Brock in overtime. Pelican will inbound it. I don't think she's left the game at all tonight for the Johnson Brock Eagles. Not sure if Knippelmeyer's been out of the game. Eggers to Pelican, right side, out to the top with the ball to Behrens. Give it up now, Weiss. Kinley out on the right side. 15 on the shot clock, under a minute to go in the overtime. And a three ball for Pelican, no. Rebound brought down, and that's going to be brought down by Hallie Jones. She spins out of the elbow. The Johnson Brock fans are getting a little restless. Hallie probably could have, they could have very well called a foul there. She caught somebody with the elbow, and now it's Reschke. 17 on the shot, 27 on the game clock, and Coach Luke Sando wants a timeout with 25.8 seconds to go. In the overtime, his team down 3. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC and the MSC Sports Network.
Do you miss doing the things you love because you're short of breath? If you're living with COPD, asthma, or recovering from a respiratory illness, Sabetha Community Hospital is here to help you breathe easier. Our pulmonary rehabilitation program offers personalized therapy to strengthen your lungs, increase your energy, and get you back to your daily life. You don't have to travel far for expert respiratory care. It's right here at home. Ask your doctor for a referral today or call Sabetha Community Hospital at 785-284-2121.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
over there. That's why I asked.
All right, we have 51-48. The Eagles have the lead. Clock is winding down here in the timeout called by the Irish. Each team with a timeout remaining in the overtime period. All righty. Kinley Vice will guard the inbounder, Avery Sando. You got to think she's in this place somewhere. Her and Witt with it, backing up, guarded by Pelican. Seven on the shot clock, and in the middle to Jones. Spins it up. It won't go off the backboard. Comes across, but a whistle and a foul on Johnson Brock. 16 seconds to go. The foul on Isla Eggers. Her second. Back at the line is Hallie Jones to shoot two more. I can't even add them up at this point. Free throw up, rattles and bangs, and it falls in. That's her 12th made free throw of the night. 12 out of 15 at the line. And that one, all that didn't hit anything but the backboard. So now it's a two-point lead. 51-49, 16 seconds to go. Weston guard back in for the Irish. Jones will sit down. Bring the ball into Vice. Nearly Wadley, she got away. Up to midcourt. She's got players open. Keeps going, and a foul will be called on Reschke. And that's going to be number five on Elise Reschke. But the Irish lost her, lost Kinley Vice on the defense. She took the ball underneath in the paint, went around the corner, and got all the way down inside the 15-foot line at the other end with 10.6 seconds to go. So Elise Reschke fouls out with 3 points at the 10-second mark of the overtime. Free throw up, no good. The best she can do is make it a 3-point lead. Kinley Vice, 11 in the ball game. 2 out of 5 now at the line. Back in, Hallie Jones for the Irish. Good set. Does Vice, it's up, it rattles, it won't go. Rebound to the Eagles, brought down by the biggest rebound of the night, Lauren Behrens, and a foul on Hallie Jones. She had to do it, that's her fourth. And now back to the line with 8.5 seconds to go is Lauren Behrens. Lauren is 4 out of 6, but 0-for-2 in the overtime. All right, Behrens ready. Sophomore eyes the basket and short. Hit the front edge of the iron. Little nerves, some nerves, you can tell. Wringing her hands a little bit. Got the ball back. And up. No. Rebound brought down. The Irish. Witt on the run. Needs two to tie. Out to three for Sandwich. Blocked. And the ball grabbed up by Johnson Brock. And they win it in overtime by a score of 51-49. The Irish had a chance there, went for the win with a three-pointer instead of staying in the paint for the two, kicked it out to Sando for three, and the shot was rejected. 51-49, your final score. Johnson Brock with a three-pointer by Dealey Pelican in the overtime. The Irish only able to muster one free throw in the extra period. We'll wrap it up after this one-minute timeout on KTNC.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
At Equity Bank, we never forget, it's your money. That's why our customers are always armored against ATM fees. Your Equity Bank debit card provides the shield against all ATM fees, anywhere, anytime, giving you freedom wherever you go. Now's the perfect time to experience the Equity Bank difference. Stop by any Equity Bank location to open an account or do it in minutes online at equitybank.com. We're proud to serve you and help you make the most of your money. Member FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right. right, our game wrap-up. What a terrific ball game we had. Sacred Heart jumped out to a 13-point lead in the first quarter. Eventually trailed in the fourth quarter by as many as 8 points in the game. Fought back to tie it up at 48-48 at the end of regulation, outscoring Johnson Brock in the fourth quarter 14-8 after Johnson Brock had shot the advantage in the second quarter 17-12 and then 12-6 in the third quarter. The Irish not much offense in that third period. Costa in the ballgame scoring tonight for the Irish. They are led by Hallie Jones. 16 points in the ballgame for the junior. She went 12-16 at the free throw line. 10 points for Avery Santos. She had 8 of those in the first quarter. Then the defense clamped down when she got the ball in three-point range. Stacey Witt had 10 in the game. 7 for Bailey Lemeron. 3 each for Peyton Georges and Elise Reschke in the ballgame. Sacred Heart at the free throw line tonight. 18 for 29. 18 for 29 are the Irish at the free throw line in this ballgame. For Johnson Brock, they are led in scoring tonight by Casey Knippelmeyer with 13. One of 4 Eagles in double figures. Daly Pelican had 12, including the three-pointer in overtime. Josie Studdite had 10 before she fouled out. Kinley Weiss had 11 in the ballgame. It is 4 points for Lauren Behrens, 1 for Emily Bowling, for their total of 51. 51-49, your final. Johnson Brock girls, now 12-6 on the year. The Irish drop to 12-6 on the season. Good ball game all the way around. Johnson Brock in the game, 10 of 20 at the free throw line, but they were 0 for 6 at the line in the overtime period. The boys are out warming up. It's going to be a late night at the rack. Stay with us. Of course, we'll have the boys game coming up. The Irish and Johnson Brock boys getting ready to hook up here. The girls game won in overtime by the Johnson Brock girls, 51-49. We'll take a break. We'll be back here in about 10, 11 minutes with the boys game coming up on KTNC and the NSC Sports Radio Network.